And we're off on the next. I don't even actually. I don't know what number this is. 30-something episode.
We might be close to 40.
It might be. I don't know.
That's about when I stopped counting too.
And the thing people will know before will know because they're gonna. It says like episode blah blah blah, and it comes on there. So anyway. Hi, welcome to our podcast, where Eat, Drink, and Be Scary, where we talk about fun things, scary things, and we eat and drink while we do it. Today, we're doing a bring-your-own thing to eat and drink, and everybody brought their own, which we kind of brought our own
everybody
slices
just
of pizza.
Had pizza.
Like pizza. It was like, yeah. It was like, but it was like picking your, like I had a really good potato and bacon and a chorizo and jalapeno.
And then I had a pesto.
Yeah.
You guys had, what was on your pizza?
Pepperoni.
Nothing super special. But we
so
got
much
some,
enthusiasm
right?
for that.
We're going to get some cookies from there that were only half-baked, like the ideas that are coming up.
What are you guys drinking?
Mountain Dew.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm drinking Boise Brew Jagged Chard because I got it recommended from my friend across the table there.
Yeah,
that's me.
And I'm drinking, that'd be Tanya. And then I'm just drinking some bourbon. We're doing today, it's called Build Your Own Conspiracy, right? That's what we're calling it?
Yep.
This is very much an experimental episode, and we have no idea how this is going to go, so I apologize in advance.
Sorry in advance. When it fails, if it fails, I don't know.
But collectively, we put like 5 minutes of thought over 2 weeks into this. So
No. Well, Tiny printed out a bunch of stuff. We'll explain what's going to happen in a little bit. Before we go any further, though, I want to point something out. In our office, I don't know if I told the story yet. I don't think I did. I was looking under the sink in the kitchen. By looking under the sink, I mean way under the sink, like where the
getting
wood hits the cement.
In the bowels of the sink.
And I looked and I found this little broken statue in there. And this little broken thing. And I looked and it had like this little lion's head, kind of a very Asian-looking carved. Anyway, I can't describe it, but
creature.
I sent a picture of it. I sent a picture of it to Ryan, and he just responds, F you, dog. And I am thinking, before I could type back, F you too, dog. He sends another text, and he goes, was there only one? So I'm like, did he lose one?
No, he said, is there another?
Or is there another? And I was like, oh, it must be his. He lost it here. Anyway, quickly, Ryan, explain what an F you dog is.
Is it anything like Sup Dog?
It is. Yeah.
What's Up Dog?
A foo dog is a guardian that's used in temples that do come in pairs, and they offer good luck and protection for the home or the temple or whatever their guardian.
Okay. And talk about sets versus singles.
So the set is the idea that when they're in harmony, they provide both protection and good luck. And when they're separated or broken, they cause discord in the opposite because they don't have their pair.
So are they like miniatures of the statues that they have guarding Asian temples on
either
side
of the staircase?
Yeah, that's
exactly what we're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, foo dogs. Foo means luck, actually.
So we tell him there's only one. And we're like, no, there's only one, just like that. And then he says, well, you have to get rid of it. And then how do we throw it away?
So the method that I told you was to put it into a brown paper sack. Usually you offer some sort of libation and then you bury it.
Okay, so we found out we had a paper bag. We put a part of a banana in it from some banana,
well,
banana pudding.
Ryan said to give it some fruit.
Yeah.
And the only fruit we had in the office
was also found out of the sink.
We had gone and gotten barbecue, and for dessert we got banana pudding. So I scraped out a little piece of banana from the banana pudding and put it in the bag with it.
So we threw it away. We threw it away, as you suggested, far from here. Not far. I mean, like across the street.
Hiked 38 miles.
Yeah. And after that, we got really busy. Like, our phone started ringing, and we got a bunch of new business. So that was kind of neat. So even though I don't kind of believe in that, how do you not believe in it?
So somebody hexed the building before you got here?
No, most likely what happened was...
Someone was just roller... skating.
Hello, God.
So most likely what happened was there was a pair. One fell behind the sink and got broken, so they threw the other one away. And now they're living a very horrible life somewhere because they didn't get rid of it.
Ooh, what kind of unluckiness do you think you'd bring on yourself if you, one, disrespected your food dog enough to have it break, and then secondly, threw away the perfectly good match?
Oh, and it was broken. The one that we had was broken. I mean, most of the head was there, but you could tell it broke off something. And we had been in this building for, what,
a year?
A year. So it was kind of interesting that right when we got that happened, suddenly we got extra busy and actually had to hire new people and stuff like that. And it was all because of the food dog. So now that's the end of that story.
Yeah.
I also should say, if you haven't listened to it by now, check out Aaron Sager's Talking Strange podcast, because I should be on it by now. I was on it in March at the Treefort Music Festival. He had on. We talked about Haunted Boise for a little bit. I'm sure I really just stole stupid jokes, and I don't know anything about Haunted Boise.
Like they've never heard our podcast.
Well, I mean, the reality is I knew certain things, but they go into details. They're like, I think that's haunted. And then they're like, go into detail. I think there's ghosts. So.
Sorry, completely unrelated phallic dog toy.
Yeah, well, our dog just brought Ryan
her
pink
little
penis with a bone, the end chewed off it. I think that's a sign. Hey, you know what you should look? You should look right at Tracker and say, F you, dog.
Yeah.
No, she's all right. Great. She's got green feet.
That's true. All right, so with that, let's check out that podcast. Aaron's a good guy. Actually, he's going to be on the podcast really soon. He's actually supposed to be on it by now, and I haven't followed up, so I'm terrible.
Yeah,
well, next time.
But I also think we broke him because he was here and we made him drink too much. But anyway, all right, so let's start this one. So explain what we're – who wants to explain this?
I'll explain it since it was my idea. So what I am subjecting these guys to is we put a bunch of various strange words and topics into – a Turd Ferguson hat, and what we're going to do...
That was the only one I had available.
It's the only one that actually makes it worth the time.
Oh, I think so too. Sorry. So what we're going to do is we're going to, kind of in a Texas Hold'em inspired style, we're going to pull three of these topics down on the table, and each person is going to draw three cards, which will have their own conspiracy word on it, and we're going to try to continue to add to the topics on the table to make a more and more ridiculous conspiracy. And then whoever can't play their card and come up with an idea is out of the game, and we're going to go until we're completely done.
We're going to raise to ridiculous levels until we all fold.
Which could be very quick or could last forever. So this could be a 15-minute podcast or a 3-day podcast.
But I think the aim of this is to make some kind of good, enduring conspiracy theory, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So what we'll do is we'll flip three, and then we'll talk about that conspiracy, and then we'll each start from there.
What we should do is the one that wins, we should go on Reddit and then post that one.
Just start something your grandkids are going to talk about. It's Steve. True.
Did you know?
And they're going, Moss Man found him on the internet.
You know, Moss Man happened, and you can make fun of me all you want, but you guys Google Moss Man in Idaho and then write Ryan a dirty letter.
Do it.
Not sexy dirty.
And then what I'll do is I'll use it to scrape the moss out of my ass.
I'm going to get a wet ghillie suit and climb into bed with Ryan.
You know what? I'm gonna throw you in a moss man. I'm going to take him for a hike next winter, and I'm going to push him in a hot spring and then say, I will see you in 28 days, my
You
friend.
Are not getting
Actually,
out of
here. I would just get out and walk back to the car.
You would die. You would die.
I guarantee it wouldn't. I promise. I've got too much insulin.
Nah, it's just wishful thinking, Bill.
Then he's going to ice crack. All right, here we go.
I'm going
to...
I need adjusted.
All right. Well, while you're adjusting, why don't we flip over three?
Okay, so am I pulling these?
Hold on.
Are we pulling one individually or three altogether?
No, flip three over.
Let me get a picture of this because this is just nonsense.
Flip three over and put it on the table.
Okie dokie. Ready? Oh, we got three.
Mm-hmm. Flip them over. Don't look at them yet.
Oh, I can't look at them?
Just put them on the table.
You're making this difficult.
No,
I think the Turd Ferguson hat is what's making it difficult. A big yellow foam hat.
Which is amazing. It's the best part of the whole show today. Okay.
One, two, three.
Okay. So how are we working this, Mr. Magic Man?
Now you draw three.
No, okay, I see what we're doing. No, those are the three for the table. This is the one to...
Don't look at or don't tell us what they are.
Okay, but I can look at them.
Now, are you drawing?
No, you go ahead, and then I'll roll.
And then just
if
three.
You get a white one or a blank one, just grab then another, because I suck
Whoa,
at
Whoa, I grabbed a ton.
Oh, two of these I like, and one of them I hate.
One of these I really
Sounds
hate.
Like your kids.
Oh, yeah, well, you know.
Actually, I think I just pulled out Fox News right here. So.
I keep that one in the lock closet, so it doesn't really matter. Hugo.
This is brilliant.
Yeah, this is...
Here you go.
All right.
I'm sure we're just riveting the listeners right now.
Mm-hmm. And the watchers.
I'm sure glad they didn't edit this part out where we're just pulling things out.
Well, that's right.
It's not like it took 20 minutes.
From day one, we come to you unedited and raw.
All right, I'll describe this. Tanya is pulling her third one out of the Turd Ferguson hat. All right, and it's complete.
All right, okay. Tommy, you go first.
Okay, yep, so we're flipping over the first
All
one.
Right. So here we have Elon Musk.
Okay.
Virtual reality, oh shit, this
oh,
is really
man, this
happening.
Is already coming on.
And Carnahan.
Oh, so I think that is, all right, so how do we do this? What do we do?
So we have to come up with a conspiracy about this.
Does he have to come up with it, or?
Yes, yeah. I do. I think that Elon Musk is using carny hands. I'm going to rearrange these. To run his virtual reality program underneath the Doomsday Denver Airport.
Okay, so you're saying that Elon Musk is using the small...
carny hands. The hands of an army of carnies.
Okay, to build virtual...
Yeah, they're dexterous, but sometimes finger-missing hands.
Okay, all right. Okay, mine are horrible.
Oh, all that right. one was a good one.
So here's what I'm going to do. So Elon Musk is using carny hands to create a virtual reality version of kids' shitty drawings... underneath the Doomsday Denver Airport.
Oh.
Well, mine's going to be really easy. I'm just going to take, before, I want you to take this one here, and I want you to put it after Elon Musk, and then I want you to read that for me.
Elon Musk.
And Donald Trump. And Donald,
no, is using.
Is using.
Is using Donald Trump's carny hands to create a virtual reality.
We found the owner of the carny hands.
Yeah. Of kids' shitty drawings under the Doomsday Denver
Airport. This is getting real.
I honestly feel like this is happening already.
We all know Donald Trump has carny hands, so. Mm-hmm.
Can we keep going around?
So.
Oh, do you want to draw a new one? I guess.
We will after this round. So Elon Musk is using Donald Trump's carny hands to create virtual reality renderings of Kelsey Grammer's kids. Shitty drawings in the Doomsday Denver Airport.
Can you just imagine what this is like?
Why? Why would Fraser do that to me?
That's terrible. Although, his kids probably have shitty drawings.
Yeah, I think that's funny.
Okay.
All right. Well,
so that worked.
I mean,
do we draw another round?
Yeah, let's make another new one.
Do three more.
I think we should leave these ones out for right now.
No, let's just.
We'll do three freshies.
And then we'll each draw another one.
Oh, wait.
Don't crumple them up.
What are you crumping them up for?
I'm leave stupid.
Them. We're starting.
We're just not going to use them in this round, but we'll use them again.
All right. Yeah. Well, just all right.
All right. So is Ryan?
So everybody
starting?
Needs one.
You're not
more,
stupid for
right?
that, Ryan. You're stupid for other reasons. But come That's on. True.
So everybody draw
yeah,
one.
Yeah, back
more.
To the three.
There's the audio excitement of us drawing more stuff.
Bill's drawing currently with his rippling muscles.
Mine's blank. I gotta get a new one.
While his muscles ripple, Ryan stuck his hand deep. Into the Turd Ferguson hat.
Ryan, start this time.
Okay, so let's flip them over. So the okay. we've got
yeah, Ryan will start this time.
Yep, we've got collecting testicles. We've got rigor mortis boner.
Oh, wonderful!
Wow.
And 10-year challenge. these things are writing themselves.
Oh, there. Here we go. Here we go. Betty White. is collecting testicles from rigor mortis boners for her 10-year challenge.
All right. Wow.
Wait, starting after she died?
Yep.
Ooh.
Where do you? You don't need them while you're alive.
So wait, we got Betty White.
Is collecting testicles.
And then what? Rigor mortis.
Boner. From the rigor mortis boners. For her
10-year challenge.
All right, well, I'm just going to just add, I'm going to end it with on the moon.
Oh, nice.
On the moon. I got on the moon. So we just made this out of this world.
That is pretty crazy. All right, what do we got?
So I'm going to just change, make a little space for mine.
Yeah.
She's moving the moon. She's moving 10-year challenge.
Oh, it's all coming down.
Instead of, let's see.
Right now we have Betty White is collecting testicles.
Okay, so
and rigor mortis
Betty
boners.
White is collecting testicles and rigor motor rigor. I can't say it. Rigor mortis
it doesn't
boners.
Doesn't come off the tongue.
To make dog food.
I believe that actually.
For her 10-year challenge on the moon.
All right, Tom, what do you got?
Nice.
This is so bad.
This is bad, right?
Like this is a science diet right here. well balanced.
Okay, I think I'm just going to put this out there. One, because it's a burner, but also because we have space out there as a premise. So Betty White is using Jar Jar Binks to collect testicles from rigor mortis boners to make dog food for her 10-year challenge on the moon.
Oh my God, that's beautiful.
It makes sense. I've researched this and I found it on the internet.
It is true. And that explains his whole part in the prequels.
Yeah, absolutely.
I missed Betty White being in there, but there were some rigor mortis
boners.
Why is rigor mortis boners so hard?
Rigor mortis
boners. Solo panels.
Hold on. You just said, why are rigor mortis boners so hard?
Yeah. No, why? I don't know. Wow, I just don't get it.
Science!
Oh, Jesus.
All right, here we go.
All right, Bill.
Oh, it's my turn first.
Well, everyone's going to draw one.
Yep, after that.
Hey, you want to just hand me one?
Pass that around. I just drew the three that are going to go out.
Okay,
so
I got mine.
In no particular order.
No.
I have one. I'm going to be surprised if I use it.
I'm actually liking this game.
It's like when you're playing Cards Against Humanity, you get that one, you're like, I'm never going to use this.
Yeah.
But then it becomes perfect.
Yeah, something like Asphalt Burn. And then you're like, I'm never going to use this. And then you get rid of it. Then it's just like, my ass was on a motorcycle, fell off, and you're like,
Yeah, right? It's all road jokes.
All right, Bill, this one's good, right up your alley.
Oh, it is? Good.
The Elderly's Prescription.
Oh, you're an asshole.
Steve Jobs and Joe Rogan.
All right.
Oh, wow.
So the,
So Steve Jobs has to go first.
Okay.
So it's Steve Jobs. And what was the next one?
The Elderly's Prescriptions. And Joe Rogan.
So it's going to be, put this one after Steve Jobs.
Okay.
So Steve Jobs had seasonal depression over his elderly, what?
Was it Elderly's Prescriptions.
Of Joe Rogan.
So
they prescribed Joe Rogan to the elderly? That sounds like a world I want to live in.
He thought it was Joe Rogan, and that one didn't happen. He was losing his hair a little bit towards the end.
All right.
Okay, so is it?
It's now you.
So,
make sense of this train wreck, would you?
Yeah, no kidding.
This game is brought to you by bourbon.
As are all good things in life.
So Steve Jobs was treating his seasonal depression with...
probably through the Elderly's Prescription of Joe Rogan.
The Elderly's... Nope. Steve Jobs was treating his seasonal depression with... tasteful nudes of Joe Rogan for the Elderly's Prescription.
Okay, so here's what I'm seeing here. He was looking at Joe Rogan's tasteful nudes to cure his seasonal depression, and he was paying Joe Rogan with Elderly's Prescriptions.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
All right.
Nice. Okay.
Holy crap.
I am just going to put this one out here, I think.
Let's change up the reasoning.
Oh, weird.
Yep. So now I've got seasonal depression caused Steve Jobs to use 5G cell towers to take tasteful news of Joe Rogan and prescribe them to the elderly.
Okay.
So I guess as a rule, we need to talk because this is the first time we actually moved and mixed them
around. No, we've been doing that the whole time. Have we? Where have you been?
Right here? I've just seen people add them to the middle.
No, we've kind of moved them around. They've got to make sense.
All
right. Oh, yeah, they have to make sense.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan and boners.
Conspiracy theories only make sense.
I've got a good one.
Okay.
Right. Let's say Steve Jobs had seasonal depression because he was using the 5G cell towers to steal tasteful nudes from Joe Rogan, which started to fry his brain with the 5G cell towers. So he was using the elderly's prescriptions to cure his hair loss.
Oh, so Joe Rogan is the reason that Steve Jobs kicked the bucket.
Yeah, because of his tasteful nudes.
Now that sounds like a conspiracy. It's all nudes, drugs, 5G towers, and celebrities.
Absolutely.
I like it.
And plausible.
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen this on an episode of
Joe Rogan.
All right, we need three more, and then Tanya's going to go. This is the exciting part where we all draw one again.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Next three are going.
Do you feel like you're wiping when you pull that out of there?
Is your butthole that big?
Are you wiping my
asshole? Oh, shoot, I have two. Hold on. I accidentally grabbed two. All right. Oh, shit.
No, I grabbed three.
Oh, wow, yeah. Let's just hoard them, Bill.
Shit. I really wanted the one I'm putting back.
Throw the undesirables in there for Ryan. It'll be fine.
I just threw two really good ones in the hat.
All right.
Promise. They were really good.
So.
Oh, shit.
We've got sweatshops. Paul is dead. From the
Did you say what is Paul is dead from the
Beatles?
The Beatles.
Who are you?
Get a different one. That one's stupid.
No. Paul is dead. Just because you think one, it's the one thing you don't know what it is that you don't want to play anymore.
Dead? Yeah.
How do you? Paul McCartney, Abbey Road.
That was a Paul whole conspiracy theory type thing.
Yeah. If you played it backwards, it was supposedly supposed. Dude, have you ever seen Sleepless in Seattle?
There's a band called the Beatles.
Right. Once upon a time.
All
right. I'm all dead.
They were bigger than God.
Obviously.
That was Jesus.
All right, go ahead.
So,
the Illuminati
are running sweatshops, and Paul is dead because of his appendix.
Ooh. Oh, okay. So the Illuminati is stealing the appendix. Right.
Let's see. How do I make this work? So the Illuminati was running sweatshops that Paul was associated with.
And then he started to talk, so they took his appendix.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to make sense of this right now. This is how he's connected.
All right.
Okay?
Tom's got this handled.
I do. Paul is dead because the Illuminati needed virgin sacrifices of appendixes.
Holy crap.
This is sweatshops.
This is going to make this very bad. I promise this is the worst thing that I can play, and I'm going to do it anyway. Paul is dead because the Illuminati needed virgin sacrifices to collect appendices, on Jeffrey Epstein's island for sweatshops.
Oh my God.
All right, I have to stand up for this one so I can see what I'm doing. All
right, so we're looking at... Paul is dead, and the reason is the Illuminati needed virgin sacrifices.
So Paul is dead.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Because Paul is dead because the Pope summoning demons of the Illuminati needed virgin sacrifices that needed from the appendix of Jeffrey Epstein's island. Sweatshops.
So,
so here's what I'm seeing here. Paul is dead because he found out that the Pope was summoning demons
from Jeffrey Epstein's island.
On Jeffrey Epstein's island.
Yeah.
Because he needed the appendix from the virgins to run his sweatshops.
Yes.
Man, that is an evil Pope.
Oh, holy crap.
Wow.
That one got intense.
And because of that, I need to fill my drink back up, so...
You bring me another beer?
Yes, I will!
Dang, evil pokes.
We'll get the next round set up.
This stuff is going good.
Yeah.
I love it.
He's kind of funny, yeah.
Tom has the hat, so he's going to have to set up.
I have the hat.
I can honestly see half of these things happening. I feel like we're going to wake up tomorrow and they're going to be like, we found appendix on...
I want to premise this, that these are random thoughts that we put out for ourselves probably a couple of weeks ago. We were like, just throw out a couple of topics you think are funny. And man, they are sewing themselves together.
And some of these were helped by a couple of friends of ours, Jason Combs and Sarah Good.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for their ideas.
We were going to do that with them, but... I had to fuck that up. So
we had complications.
By the way, I just grabbed two again. I'm not gonna lie. I kind of looked and saw the one I grabbed, so and then I grabbed two. I didn't mean to. I just looked in the hat. Wasn't that?
Oh, I kind of like how this one's starting. So, in my mind,
it's Tom. It's back to Tom.
Yeah, it's back to me.
We made a whole round. Good job, everyone.
Right. It made sense. Okay, so...
It made sense.
I've got Brendan Fraser, Marvel movies, and planned Corona. So I'm thinking so far that Brendan Fraser was going to star in Marvel movies until Corona came up and they axed it.
Well, maybe that's why they did it. DC said no.
I'm going to let you go.
Well, first, I'm going to say it's not changing much, but Brendan Fraser was going to star in Marvel movies about hillbillies until the Corona came up. From China.
All right, this is going to be nice. Brendan Fraser was going to be in a Marvel movie about hillbillies and oversized alien probes until the Corona happened.
It's like those two were made for each other.
They were, yeah.
All right, I got to stand up again because you guys keep getting this out of my arm reach. Brendan Fraser, Marvel movies, hillbillies, oversized anal probes. So that's what I always like to buy, the regular size kind.
That says alien. He added anal.
Yeah,
in there.
He did.
He got anal on the mind, Bill.
So Brendan Fraser, and I have to say this, Brendan Fraser made the coronavirus.
He's the mastermind.
Because he wanted to be in a Marvel movie, and he knew that he was looked like a hillbilly because he was so big, so he... use one of JFK's oversized anal alien probes.
For what?
That's how he made it. Probes. They do everything. You don't know what they do. What, you're a probe doctor? An alien butt probe doctor? I don't think you are.
No, I leave a bad taste in my mouth.
Okay, we're... This all hinges on Tanya.
All right, Tanya's going to make it better.
Make it better, Tanya.
Do what you do with those probes. I got to burn one of these.
I have one of the worst words. I haven't been able to use it the whole time.
Well, then let's just reshuffle.
Well, yeah. Okay. I'm just going to add to one of the characters up front.
Yes.
So, Brandon Fraser and Guy Fieri. planned Corona. Because they wanted to make a Marvel movie about hillbilly JFK. With his oversized alien probe.
fighting the aliens with their oversized probes.
Yes. Oh, how about Brandon Fraser? There's a Marvel movie about Brandon Fraser and Guy Fieri fighting hillbillies with oversized alien probes to protect JFK from Corona.
Oh.
I think that's good.
That's a
I
movie.
Like that.
I think we're there.
That is a movie.
I think we just made a blockbuster, not
coming
just a conspiracy
to a theater near you.
Guy Fieri,
call us. Overweight men.
Copyright
to save the world from alien probes.
Let's reshuffle the ones we have.
Yeah, so if Brendan Fraser wants to play JFK.
I would like everyone to read the ones that you have so we know what we're throwing away. I'm throwing away crystals and boneless wings.
Oh, boneless wings is a good one.
I get it.
Boneless wings a conspiracy.
I'm burning portals. And we're putting them back in the hat, right?
Yeah.
Portals. I can't seem to use portals. So I'm going to get rid of portals.
Space rocks and vegan vampires.
We're not getting rid of all. I'm going to keep one.
Lizard President and Soylent Green.
Why didn't you use Lizard President?
So that's a great one.
Yeah, I was waiting.
So what if we take all the ones that we're going to toss out and make a conspiracy theory? All right,
is this potpourri?
Yes, this is the potpourri. All right,
potpourri. Here we go. Okay. Here we go. Make this together. You guys talk it out as you're trying to
do. So, in order to cure impotence.
Well, we have to start it with the lizard president.
No. In order to cure impotence, the lizard president.
What if vegan vampires are trying to cure impotence?
No, that's where they suck the blood from.
Ah.
Flaccid penises.
Oh. Look, guys, we made it 30 minutes. Good job.
Oh, hey!
Okay.
So, I'm thinking, in order to cure impotence, the lizard president uses crystals of Soylent Green.
Wouldn't the lizard president use space rocks, though?
Yeah.
And boneless wings?
No, he's using turning the vegan vampires into boneless wings.
Oh,
no,
Soylent Green boneless wings.
No, that's good.
There you go, because they're people wings.
Those Soylent wings green, are people.
Soylent Green say that one. Soylent Green boneless wings.
Yeah, I would buy those.
Now available at
Habanero Mango. The Soylent Green wings.
You like to eat old people, but don't like to eat real meat. Try the Soylent Green boneless wings. Boom, swing. I can't say it.
All right, let's reshuffle.
Well, we tried. Brought to you by Portals. And finally, I got to use Portals. Yay.
Brought to you by Portals.
So are we going to read?
I knew I was
more
never.
Yeah, there are still
more. Let's just go to the ones in the hat, then.
Okay.
Yeah, there's like 200.
Yeah, let's go to the hat.
Okay, we're going to the hat, Bob. Okay.
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
Oh, wow.
Goats. Fluoride, water, mind control.
Oh, we got a blankie. We got a blankie.
Oh, and a blankie? Okay, here, I'll get another. Here you go, Ryan.
I want for a reason.
Oh, and Ouija boards. Ryan's going to love that one.
He's already got it.
Ooh, what do I got? I got a blankie, too.
All right, everyone.
Toss me another one, Bill.
Checking out what they have.
Hold on.
Bill is not capable of just drawing.
He's got five fingers.
It's my carny hands. It's my little carny hands.
And
my boneless chicken wings.
The Soylent wings.
Soylent wings are people.
Soylent wings would be a pretty funny t-shirt, too.
It would, yeah.
I do like it. You know, I don't understand there's a chicken wing shortage right now.
What?
Yeah, there's a chicken wing shortage.
There's two per chicken.
Like, I got an email from a restaurant I eat at, and they're like, wings are off the menu because we're having a chicken wing shortage. And I thought, what, are chickens being born without wings? Am I missing something? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Ooh, I got a good one for this.
If you have two arms, you have an above average number of arms.
Yeah, it's true.
That's true.
I'm above average. So
finally, he's made it.
Right? No, I was last, so it's your turn first.
Is it? Okay, here we go.
Goats, fluoride water, mind control, and Ouija boards.
Okay, so. None of these are going to be that great, so I'm going to kind of burn one. Let's see. So, CERN's goats.
No, okay, never mind.
What?
I was going to say, CERN is using fluoride water mind control to control goats.
So CERN's goats are using fluoride water mind control to make Ouija boards. There we go.
Okay.
Sometimes you guys start small, build up to it.
Build up.
Okay, Tanya, bring us home. Or give us a direction. Or do something with that mess.
Go long.
Oh, I have two that I feel like could be fun. Oh, here we go. So CERN is using fluoride water mind control to make goat Ouija board hybrids.
Come back here, goat. I'm not done getting my fortune.
Goodbye. Your turn.
Is there anyone in the room with me?
God.
Is that a yes or no? I don't know.
I own goats, and I would pay for a Ouija board goat. Okay, so.
That's so funny.
Tom's thinking right now.
I am thinking. And it thinking is hard.
I feel this could be a board game.
Yeah.
Conspiracy. We should make this.
We should. It'd be really fun.
Oh, I like this. So, CERN is using black helicopters to dump the fluoride water mind control over the goats.
Over the Ouija board goats?
Over the Ouija board goats.
All right. Wow, these are shitty.
Okay, so, like, you have to, like, So CERN is using the black
the black helicopters
to dump the fluoride
They're
water.
They're dousing those hybrid goats in
on the water, goat Ouija board hybrids, so that way they can control what they say.
Yeah, but they're claiming it's for their teeth.
Yes, not the mind control.
Yeah.
All right. So, all right. CERN is using their black helicopters to drop water onto Ouija board goat hybrids that contains fluoride, controlling their minds and making them wear croc sandals.
That way they can't run away as fast.
They can't, they just club.
You can utilize those Ouija board goats.
This needs to be a t-shirt. Just the Ouija board goat hybrid that's wearing Crocs.
That gauche is a douche.
That's really funny.
All right, are we going to do another?
Yeah, let's do another one.
Yeah. It's fun. I mean, I don't know if we'll ever air this, but it's just fun.
If you're listening to it right now, we made a bad decision. So, sorry for that right now.
I think so, too.
This actually could be a new board game.
Yep. And also, if you want to play it yourself, just get some friends to put a bunch of ideas on some paper, cut it up, throw it at a giant foam ridiculous hat.
Yeah, you need a Turd Ferguson hat. It doesn't work.
You know what you should do?
One.
Just print any article that's on Fox News, cut all the words out, and then just pull it out one by one.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch in here still.
I love how random and varied these are, actually. Some of these are great.
Thanks. We all had fun making
them. Who came up with goats as a conspiracy theory?
I think I only grabbed one this time.
Good.
Good job. I'm
an adult. Well,
you guys had sent your list, and so I was just sitting at the computer making the list, and I was just coming up with random words.
Words?
And then she was asking me for something. I was just saying them, too. I didn't know how many we had.
I still think we need to make Ouija Manji.
What? Ooh, Ouija Manji?
That? You don't remember that? Where it's a... not Ouija Manji.
Oh, Jenga.
Jenga.
Ouija?
Yeah, I wanted to do... Yeah, we should. That's still a great one. We actually could probably just bore listeners also and play it.
Yeah.
While we're doing the podcast.
Yeah, it'd be really funny. I think so. You ask it a question. The premise behind it is you ask a question and you pull.
What would be great is if you mark the ends of blocks with premises and you pull premise blocks.
No,
and whatever lands is your answer.
The point
is
this. It's so. Sorry, Ryan. But basically, it's just like. So Jenga, you find one that you can hit out. Of course, that you ask the Jenga a question. And then when you knock the one out. Obviously, it's the spirits
answering because that's the
easiest one to get out.
It's the spirits knocking one out.
It's the spirits talking to you.
Spirits have a good time.
Yeah, they do. All right, this one's Tanya. Tanya, this is on you.
Oh, my God.
Good luck with that.
So we have zombie ants, surveillance birds, and Taco Tuesday.
Three things I don't believe in.
We had an episode that was just like this about zombie ants and surveillance birds.
It was on a Wednesday.
And it would be... It would have been on Wednesday. So.
We're being attacked, everybody. The government's found us. The helicopters are here.
It's the Pope.
Oh, God.
What is this I hear you say about goats and hybrids?
Okay, so zombie ants, surveillance birds, and Taco Tuesday.
Oh, man.
So.
Let's see.
For people who don't know, zombie ants are, there's a fungus that basically breaks into the exoskeleton of the ant, controlling the ant, and it goes out on a limb and waits for birds to eat it, and then the bird then becomes kind of like a zombie.
Look up cordyceps. It's awesome.
Yep, pretty cool.
So, what happened?
That was Joe trying to give us food. Our office neighbor was offering us food.
Aww.
Joe Rogan.
You know,
actually, in the podcast next door.
You want to talk about a guy that believes in conspiracy theories. All right, so anyway, where are we at?
We're zombie ants, surveillance birds, and Taco Tuesday, and Tanya's going to grace us with her choice.
So, surveillance birds are using Taco Tuesday...
That's not the way I thought that was going to go.
...to turn zombie ants into the Antichrist.
Oh, ooh. Like a pile of zombie ants in the shape of an Antichrist?
Yeah.
I like that idea. It's like a megazord.
They're drawing, the surveillance birds are using Taco Tuesday, so they're drawing people into Mexican restaurants for tacos.
To leave
all
crumbs.
All the crumbs are going to be on the ground, so the zombie ants will go to the crumbs and become... and all meld together to become the Antichrist.
See, that's horrifying.
Okay.
I was seeing that the Antichrist is using Taco Tuesday to feed people zombie ants and then watch him on his surveillance.
See, but I like how this is going already. Because
all right, what do you got for us, Tom?
I'm going to plop it right in front of surveillance birds. They're Nicolas Cage vampires, surveillance birds.
What?
Nicolas Cage made vampire surveillance birds to leave all these crumbs on Taco Tuesday. Because Nicolas Cage, if he wants to bring about a zombie ant antichrist, I'm not going to argue with him.
I can see that happening.
Right? Yeah.
This actually makes sense now.
Just, yeah, inclusion Nicolas Cage. Totally believable.
Okay. I'm going to put Antichrist Nicolas Cage, who's a vampire.
Oh, my God. This is getting dark. We found you out, Nicolas Cage.
Is using zombie ants as meat on Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday's zombie ants. Zombie ants.
Zombie delicious.
And then these people are then becoming zombies, and they're being watched by the surveillance birds.
For what reason?
You didn't put one down.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
You just rearranged. So put one out there.
That's why you still have three in front of you, Ryan.
Shut up.
I'm not a math doctor, but I will tell you.
Yeah, we know.
Okay, well, whatever.
We just fucked him up.
Yeah.
None of these make sense.
You say, I don't want to play anymore, and then run off again.
Right.
Okay.
If you have to fold, you can
Antichrist
fold.
Antichrist Nicolas
Cage. You got to know when to fold them.
Okay, Antichrist vampire Nicolas Cage was tired of walking uphill both ways. So he used his surveillance birds and his zombie ants to carry him to Taco Tuesday.
Ooh, yeah.
All right, I got to stand up for this one.
All right, just so I can see it, because you guys do this as far as you possibly can away from me.
Yeah, Bill has unusually long arms.
So I can see this. Try to scoot it. There we go. All right.
Also, could have just come right here.
Well, I want to be able to read it. I want to be able to fair play.
This way, I can touch his butt.
Woo! Right. So, the Antichrist, Barack Obama.
Oh my God!
Who
you're gonna piss off all half the country?
School both ways with Nicolas Cage vampire. On a Taco Tuesday to feed zombie ants to surveillance birds.
It works.
There we go. All
right. Yes.
Yay.
That one was romantic.
It was. Like they're on a date.
Well, yeah.
Barack Obama the Antichrist and Nicolas Cage the vampire.
All right. Well, it says that we ended on just a horrible thing. I think
there's
we're good.
More
we're good.
The hat, right?
Oh yeah.
You guys want to do one more?
The hat's got everything.
Let's do one more.
Okay, we'll do one more.
Okay, because we've made them. We might as well.
And that
burn
means
them up.
This one. Who's doing? Who starts off on this one?
Yep.
Is it me?
Yeah, you're the leader, Bill, aren't you? Is that what we're gonna say? We're gonna call you.
All
right,
can you hand me all three?
Huh?
Those are hand it to me. While we excitedly pull. Again,
Ryan's grabbing his. Tom.
Ryan's
grabbing.
Oh, I got. Oh, no,
we got one more blankie.
I can count to three. I'm Asian, as is Tanya.
Yes.
We haven't made any math mistakes.
That we've admitted.
Yeah.
Because that is failure.
Yeah, and our parents would be harsh.
Subliminal advertising has proven that homeless are being harvested to make alien STDs.
Ooh.
There we go.
Can you put all your.
Did I get one
tags on there?
Can you just grab me another one?
Yeah, because those are just the three that are supposed to be out there.
Yeah, I didn't get one for me. All right. Ooh. Oh, this one's actually fitting. When you guys see how mine fits in, you're going to be so jealous.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Your turn. Tiny looked at mine. We have to redo it.
You're supposed to put it out there.
No, I didn't.
These are the three.
Yeah, those are the three.
Okay. At Roswell. Yeah. At Roswell. There we go. Look at that. It fit perfectly. So subliminal advertising has proven that homeless are being harvested to make alien STDs at Roswell.
I like it.
I mean, not for the STDs. I just... Not
for the advertising.
Right? I've been there. Wait a second.
Ouch. It burns.
I need the
when
finger.
I pee.
Let's see. So
Tanya's going next. Jeez.
I'll just add this one in front. Just
she lightly places her paper.
Prince is the one that is doing the subliminal advertising for the homeless being harvested.
Ooh.
Interesting.
This is what it feels like when surveillance birds die. That was the last one.
So I'm thinking.
Still, it's all I get.
I'm going to mix around a little bit.
Purple acid rain. Purple acid rain.
Oops, sorry. I'm just.
Hey, Tom, how's it feel to have them really far out of your reach? Doesn't that suck?
I have short arms. You've got monkey arms. I don't know what your problem is.
Come on, yeah. Carney. Come on, little Carney. You got this.
Right? My little fingers.
Okay. They're called thumbs of love.
What are these hands for, zombie ants?
Okay, so in Roswell.
He just moved everything down.
I moved all of it because I like to make things my own. So in Roswell, the homeless are being harvested so they can create alien STDs that make you look like Prince. And then use subliminal messaging to give you Bill Gates microchips.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
Because who wants to look like Prince?
It's the ninth inning. Ryan has just come up to bat.
Let's go crazy, Ryan. Crap.
All right. Prince is trying to cure his alien STDs.
Which we all know.
Roswell. So he is using Bill Gates' microchips and subliminal advertising to raise the price of stamps in order for the homeless to be harvested.
Yeah! That was beautiful. And with that, I think we're going to end this new game that we just started.
Yep.
What does everyone else have in their...
I have Gordon Ramsay and medication.
I have vegan sausage and fake moon.
Vegan sausage?
Weird. Tom has vegan sausage, too.
Yeah, that's right. No meat involved.
I have bath bombs and perpetual motion.
Ooh, bath bombs is good.
I've got SpaceX and government-poisoned alcohol.
Oh, God.
That could be fun.
Well, that was a fun game.
Yeah.
I like it. I think we'll have to go deeper. How many are left in there? I'm just curious.
As deep as we go in the Turd Ferguson head.
You have to count.
Elbow deep.
I can't count. There's 5, 6.
You want to just throw them on the table and see what they are?
Yep.
Yeah, just read the other ones we had. Just so we had them.
Just throw them on the table.
So we also had Joe Biden.
Oh, God.
Flat Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Chemtrails cause droughts. And both ways.
just both ways?
Both ways. Can I hit up with
both ways?
Well, there was one that says walking uphill.
Oh.
It should have been walking uphill both ways.
I kind of like the whole Joe Biden you vegan sausage.
You cut it
out
too early.
Both ways. Let's just do that.
Joe Biden vegan sausage both ways.
Both ways. Period.
I like the chemtrails cause droughts for the flat earth. Because of the fake moon landing.
Yeah. No, the moon landing was fake because Earth is flat.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
Which can be proven.
Shout out to all our flat Earth friends.
By the fact that chemtrails cause droughts.
And vegan sausage.
And vegan sausage.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Joden agreed to this both ways.
That sounds like something Joe Biden would say.
I really feel like this should be a t-shirt. Joe Biden agrees both ways.
All right. Well, that was a fun one. I like it. I don't know if it's one of our worst or best ones yet. I guess the proof will be in the pudding.
Yeah, tell us. It was probably somewhere in the middle. Because we made some pretty bad ones.
I thought it was funny, though.
It was funny. It was good. Okay, well, that was it. So I guess thanks for listening to our podcast. Be sure to go to our website, eatdrinkandbescary.com, and listen to other episodes. But also send us some ideas for shows, or if you have scary stories, or heck, you even want to just like call in and say something cool.
Or travel and come and be on our podcast.
Come to Boise, Idaho. Beautiful Boise, Idaho. And check it out. Anybody want to promote anything cool? Anything really neat?
No.
Try and buy our new conspiracy game from Bilko.
my movie Fugued Up will be playing May 4th at the Egyptian Theater in Boise, Idaho, and then from there it'll be at a little theater outside of Yosemite, and then a couple other spots. We'll see what's going on next. So keep an eye out for that, and then it'll be streaming soon-ish.
Streaming or streaking?
That
running by naked.
Naked.
Get his eye full.
Zombie ants.
And if you and your friends decide to play this game, please tell us some of the results because we would love to hear them.
Both ways. Joe Biden would like to hear them both ways.
Both ways. All right. So with that, subscribe and do all that stuff like that. And good night.
Good night. Good night.